There comes a time when all gods must fall, a time to answer our nation's call. No chains can bind us, shackles can't hold, the Nordic spirit cannot be sold. This is our home, our life is free. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of Thunderdome Metal Reviews. I am bringing you, courtesy for the month of February, Borknagar's newest album, Fall. But with me, as always, are my brothers in arms, Ben, Gabe, and David. How are you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Broadcasting from afar.
Unraveling, my dude.
Seems like it's about the running theme for all of us, unraveling. How about you?
I kind of wish I were in Bergen right now, but at least we have an album from Bergen.
Yeah.
Something. I'm glad you recorded an album for us, Tracy. Got it on the podcast. So yeah,
this is totally my doing.
It is Borknagar's 12th studio album, released on February 23rd, 2024, on Central Media Records. A Tracy-ish runtime of 54 minutes and 22 seconds. The lineup is, and I apologize ahead of time, Øystein Gibrun on guitars, Asias Fortex on bass and vocals, Harsh Clean and choirs, Lars A. Nedland on keyboards, vocals, clean and choirs, Bjorn Dugstad Ranau on drums, and Jostin Thomason on lead guitar. They did have John Ryan come in and play violin and cello, and this thing was produced by Øystein Gibrun. And Tracy, why did you choose this?
Well, I chose this because previously, a long time ago on the pod, me and Ben did the previous album released in 2019, early aughts of the podcast. And this is the first time to come out since it came out. And I was like, you know what, why not? Let's pick it and see how it goes. And these have been the only two albums I've heard by them. So I didn't know what to expect coming in this one. And so here we are. This one is definitely slower tempered than the previous one.
Yes.
And I don't think Vortex does vocals on this album very much, if at all, from what it sounded like throughout the album. Because he has much more of an operatic voice, and I did not pick up on it. He may have parts in here that I missed, but without having to look at like liner notes, I couldn't tell if he actually sang anything on here or not. But it's not a bad album overall, but it was definitely something I expected a little more faster, a little heavier almost to an extent. But there are elements that they do have in here, like their original kind of like black metal touch in here that the other album did have as well, though. What about the guys who this is their first time hearing from them? What did y'all think?
I had no idea what to expect. I had like a vague idea of what it could be. You know, I knew that it was a Norwegian band. I knew that it was maybe a black metal band, but I could not have guessed how this was going to turn out. I was not expecting the first heavy moment on the record to fall like 20 minutes in. And it did not last. Listeners, it did not last.
It did not.
I remember, you know, we watched that video together for Nordic Anthem.
Yeah.
And the album basically starts like that. It's like this very like pompous, like kind of wannabe epic with this weird like flavor of like, you know, chauvinism to it. Not exactly what I would call like my go-to pick. And what struck me as weird when I was listening to it just before we got on today was like, you know, this is an album that is largely about pride in like being from a certain place.
Yeah.
And that like actual chauvinism, and this album is in English, which kind of, it's just super weird. Like why sing in English if you're so proud of where you're from, you know?
You want to sell like, records.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So it undermines the whole concept. So not only is it like this very like, I don't know, over the top sort of presentation, it's also just kind of hollow at the same time. I don't know.
It's you just want Perikta to enter the chat.
Well, you know, Perikta made me feel something, David. I'm not sure if you That's remember, true. But
no, I do. It made me feel something too.
Well, I think this made you feel something too as well, Gabe. Just
it's not that.
Yes, yeah, it's not that.
Well, it didn't creep me the fuck out, so that's different.
Amazing. I had never heard this band, and I knew it was Norwegian by looking at it. Before I was like, this is Norwegian, isn't it? And I knew Tracy picked it, so I knew it was either black metal or something Tracier. and it turned out to be pretty Tracy with some elements of black metal. And I listened to it, and it was an album. And I don't know. I like prettier things more than anyone but Tracy. I think that's pretty consistently true. So it had some moments like I like Will to Run, or I mean, there's just, you know, Caligula's Horse.
Yeah.
Anyway, so some of that stuff I thought was nice. But I do wish it had been heavier. But not necessarily more black metal-y. That's the thing. The way it was heavy was not my favorite thing either, right? Like,
yeah.
I'd be like, yay, we're getting, damn it. Like, I don't know. It was
fine. Felt like the black metal moments were few and far between, too, compared
to. Yeah, they really were.
Like, especially compared to the other one. Like, this one just felt like just overall just lighter than the previous album that I heard from them.
Got it. Yeah, I was surprised there was so little of that because they're Norwegian, which is a stereotype. But I knew, I understood immediately why Tracy liked it. So that was clear to me.
Tracy, what do you think about it? Oh, I'm not as nearly as hot as Gabe was about it. Tracy, what did you think about it?
Oh, like, I know it's like I've said, Tracy. Like, I expected a little more heavier. I wish it would have been a little heavier, a little faster in moments in here. There are a couple tracks that did grow me as I heard them, but like the first listen through, I was like, it felt like it was stuck in second. For parts of it that I just feel like it never really fully kind of got out of that.
I don't know if it got out of neutral for some of it, but anyway.
The Nordic Anthem was very like odd, but I wonder how much that's also current political times as well, based around Russian aggression kind of sense. And so I wonder how much that's like, that's what went through my mind hearing it. It's kind of like, let's be a little nationalistic in this time of, oh no, they may be heading this way as well. But I think the album got better as it progressed. I think from the start to finish, like, it crescendos nicely into stronger, I think, performance and songs.
I mean, I think that you could have a point there that this is maybe a timely, you know, sort of expression of national pride or whatever it is they're doing. But there are other bands that do this, and they have done it before, you know, some of whom have like nefarious ideologies. And I'm not saying that these guys are doing that, but they're not doing anything new, I don't think. Like, there's other sort of like, you know, this folk metal stuff from, you know, Norway, Sweden, Finland, whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't necessarily buy it. I mean, it's a nice idea. I'll give you that, Tracy, but I just don't buy it.
I will also say, and see, all these guys, at some extent, I think, this band like floated around during the second wave of black metal. Like, there's some tie, like, you can look at kind of like the 6 degrees of separation. These guys, if not, were part of or new second wave of black metal, were friends with the guys in second wave of black metal. And so, hell, I see Vortex was the basis for a long time of Dimmu Borgir. So, I mean,
this band's been around since 1994.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely ties there.
So,
did you say this was 12?
Yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. So, my thoughts on this album, as far as Tracy albums go, I liked it better than I do most of them. Because it, while pompous, I didn't find it as pompous as a lot of the stuff he picks. Every track is too goddamn long. I mean, there's when the shortest track on your album is 4 minutes and 33 seconds, you know, you can kind of go fuck yourself.
You can.
But there are some good elements here, and like, you know, what do I normally bitch about with this, you know, not necessarily progressive, but with the black metal influence is the singing. And I thought the singing was fine on this. I thought, because I could understand everything, he wasn't really shrieking at me. And, you know, so I was like, okay. And this is one of those, to kind of touch on what you guys were just talking about, like, it's one of those things where I'm like, am I reading too much into the lyrics, or is there actually something there that I should be concerned about? And I don't know. When we watched the video together for Nordic Anthem, I was like, what the fuck is this? And I felt that way in listening to it. But with that said, there are, like I said, while all of these tracks are somewhat too long, there are actually some cool and interesting things on some of them.
Yeah. In comparison, do you remember much of the first one we listened to?
I remember it being heavier, but I don't really like. I mean, God, dude, that was back in the first year. So
I know you don't have breakdown point for point notes on it. Okay.
I remember the grade I gave it. Grave it, gave it.
Grave it, grave.
And it was not buried. I gave it a B. I mean,
yeah. And that was, and their previous one, that was like my second or third favorite album from 2019. That's why I picked it. It's kind of like, let's knock some of these out. And I just feel like this one, it's missing part of that album.
Yeah, they lean way more into progressive instead of the metal one. So
I'll probably let it sit for the year and kind of come back to it later in the year, kind of see how it feels and see if it still kind of hits those notes. But
you do that with pretty much everything. So that's not really
not everything. Like some stuff, I've only got 5 of my album of the year list so far this year. Dude, with this being one of them.
It is fucking February 2nd, or excuse me, March 2nd.
I've only got 5. I mean,
no, that you've got essentially
Tracy's so behind.
A sixth of the year has gone by, and I've only got 5. At that rate, I'm only gonna have 30.
Anyway, let's talk.
You about only that. Need 25, Tracy. Think about it.
I know. Tracks. I think this album really picks up at Afar. Like, Door to Athens, okay for what it is, but I think Afar is where the sound kind of really picks up somewhat and gets better. So Afar, Stars Ablaze, I like Unraveling, and then Northward, I think it ends pretty well.
I thought Stars Ablaze was pretty good, and then there were a couple like moments, and like I liked the opening of Moon until they got into the lyrics, and then I was like, oh, okay, here we go. But yeah. I did like Stars Ablaze.
I mean, I don't really like any of them all the way through. I just think they're all too long. But I think Moon is just okay. You know, at least parts of it I liked, and Stars Ablaze, like parts of it I like. But I can't say that I liked any song all the way through.
Yeah, I think I like the middle of the album too. I think Moon, Stars Ablaze, and Raffling was all right. I mean, all these songs are songs. So
Look it up.
That they were fine. But yeah, I think I like the middle of the record a little more than the opening and closing.
We ready for grades?
Ain't nothing left to talk about.
All right. Grades. On my part, I'm going to give this album a B. Like, it was just okay. Like, I was a little disappointed in it, and I thought it was going to be a little bit better. So we'll give it a B.
I thought it was a significant step backward from the last album, so I think I'm going to drop this one down to a C-.
I'm right there with Ben. This is a 70. It's not, you know, so bad that I need to, you know, send it back to school again. But it didn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I'll come up a hair. I'll give it the lowest C because I love Tracy and I like pretty things. So I'll give this a 73. But that's only 2 moments higher. Anyway, I'll give this a 73 because it did have some moments I thought that sounded kind of interesting and pretty. But and I want Tracy to be happy. So 73.
Yeah. I mean, you're not hurting nobody's feelings with this one.
You know.
It gives an average of 75. I don't think I would buy this. And from the grades, I don't think anybody else would.
No way.
Yep. Bortnagar, try again, I guess. See if we can do better.
I'm sure they'll hear you and heed the call.
Heed the call.
They and KMFDM team up to make an album that annoys KM even more. The perfect album to destroy game psyche comes together.
They just release an album with this 25 different versions of that one song you dislike so much.
Errol Koenig, yeah, they meet in Denmark, which is the midway point, and just bang it out. Damn it. Speaking of Gabe being sad, I don't know. What are we doing next, Tracy? Actually, Gabe is probably not sad about this.
But. Oh, no. Gabe's not sad about it. I wasn't sad about it. Next, we're doing Job for Cowboys Moon Healer. Took him a decade or so, but they got it in.
I'm looking forward to Ben shooting that in the dick.
The last album of theirs, I gave an A-.
Okay. All right.
Well, that was a decade ago. I wonder if they can hold it for a decade.
Spoiler alert, they cannot. But I'm also probably not going to F-hoster it. But we'll turn it to
yes.
He said probably everyone. Write that down.
He did say probably.
Some ambiguity.
There's no guarantees on Thunderdome.
None, zero.
We can say something during the podcast to make him change his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't
probably
take
will.
Much.
Probably
the
will. Yeah.
The bookies know better than to bet against an F being a possibility. So,
indeed.
Can strike at any time on indeed. Thunderdome. Metal Refuse.
Because.